All afternoon at school, my stomach feels as though I'm going down fast in a lift. Trees outside the classroom window are unnaturally still. I am trapped and restless, cannot concentrate on words and equations. Dictation doesn't make sense. Nothing adds up. I'm unable to snap out of it, as the teacher suggests. With a harsh rap of the yardstick across my desk. At the afternoon bell, I bolt across asphalt and dried grass. To jump the fence and hurry home. To a house I already sense is empty. Door left open. Fly screen unlatched. A blowy buzzing around the kitchen. Unwashed dishes in the sink. Otherwise, silence. I run for my bike and yank it up out of the dust. Throw my leg over and pedal back up. I don't think about the destination. As I race along hot, half-shaded streets, where the only sounds are crow calls. In my own rapid breathing, the clicking spokes of bike wheels. At the last corner, the snap and clang of a broken chain, and I'm sure I hear a distant train. The two tracks are rusty with grief. They glint under the haze of heat over scrub and stones, following a trail of litter along the mesh fence. There's no one on the platform to my left, but turning right, I see a sweep of fabric veiling the track. My mother's battered handbag, my baby brother clamped to her chest. My mother is a dead weight I cannot drag. I scream at her deaf ears and don't understand my own voice. I wrestle the baby from her and grasp the oil-streaked pleats of her dress, which tear untidily and reveal her bare legs. The rest of the scene is a blank and a recurring nightmare. Somehow there is a sudden light in those haunted eyes. And an end to resistance. Just moments, it seems, before the train signals its approach, and the rails vibrate with reality. In the unreal suburb of my fear, where my mother, clutching a dusty handbag, wheels my broken chain bike along late afternoon streets, asking me,
"How was school?"
While I hold my brother tight and kiss his fair head, and the train lurches on toward its destination, and we never speak of it again, otherwise, silence.